What's up with the Eagles' defense? The Eagles have allowed 88 points in the last three games, all on the road. We kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster with the number that matters most.
Every one of those games sort of stands on its own. And I'll go back to what I've said before. Our goal is to win the game. It's not to hold them to a certain amount of yards rushing or a certain percentage on third down or certain thing on red zone. And we're 2-1 in the last three games. I think that's the bottom line. That being said, there's certain things that help you win a game. Red zone percentage is one of them. So we need to play better there.
Prior to the West Coast trip, the last game to be decided by one score was the Week 6 win over Carolina. Defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz is embracing the late season adversity.
I think that we don't want to play close games, but there is experience to doing that. And the bottom line is coming out with the win. I'm proud of the guys for coming out with the win. I'm proud of them for getting a stop on the last drive. I'm proud of them for getting the ball back against the Rams and giving us a chance and things like that. Every game you're not going to play your best. And it's just life in the NFL. But, part of it is becoming battle-tested and having some awareness that there is that urgency every single week.
A big reason to be excited about the Eagles after Sunday's win over the Giants is the performance of Nick Foles. Offensive coordinator Frank Reich explains the biggest keys to the veteran's success.
I just think his poise and his playmaking. Obviously, you could tell right away he'd been there before, and then he did what we needed him to do, play good, sound football, but also be ready to make big plays, and he provided that as well.
Foles threw four touchdowns to four different players on Sunday. Reich says that the offense's versatility makes it that much tougher to defend.
That just fires you up. I mean, and you know that because what we preach all the time is, everybody, route discipline, spacing is important. Playmakers make plays. And so, you design things, you put a lot of thoughts together. But at the end of the day, the players, it takes players making great plays. And that's what we're seeing. And then when the ball gets spread around, as a coach, that's kind of, hey, we don't care if one guy had all of the touchdowns or most of them, that would be great, just as long as we're scoring the points that we're scoring. But I do think there's value in the ball being spread around, that they can all share in the love, as they say.
The Pro Bowl rosters will be announced tonight at 8 p.m. There will be some surefire Eagles who will be a part of the NFC squad. Of course, we are hoping that the team is preparing for the Super Bowl instead. Still, Reich offers some under-the-radar players who are all-star worthy.
In the position I'm in, I'm always particularly interested in promoting the guys up front, because that's where I think it starts. And our whole offensive line has played great, but, Lane Johnson, Jason Kelsey, and Brooks, I mean, those guys are having Pro Bowl years for sure. We're getting really good offensive play across the board from all of our guys. Most importantly, though, you like to acknowledge those individual efforts, but what makes the production that we've had and the success that we're having is that those guys don't care about that. They care about being a unit. We care about what we do together. They care about, that's a unique room. And so that ultimately is the most important thing. But sure, you like those guys to see them get acknowledged for the success that they've been having.
Make sure to check out a jam-packed Eagles 360 featuring a one-on-one interview with head coach Doug Peterson and tape study with quarterbacks coach John DeFilippo. And again, we'll have Pro Bowl coverage throughout the night here on the Eagles app and PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson, and thanks for joining us here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.